4:48 right now on DEV, back into the afternoon news service. Let's talk with our guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They're located at sticksandstuff.com, and they're putting the finishing touches right now on their new New York location just over the border in Rouse's Point. So there'll still be Vermont's most complete locally owned home center, but with a New York offshoot to it. So we'll welcome them into the fold as well. Kyle, happy Monday. How are you?
Happy Monday. We're doing good. We were sweating to the oldies all day today out in the old lumber yard and running around inside. But, you know, we do need the rain. So I know it's going to be a humid and rainy week, but I'm welcome to rain because my lawn is still pretty dry.
How is the air quality up there closer and closer to the border?
Yeah, so yesterday it was really bad. It was like we were in a horror movie. It was like an eerie orange, you know, like coating over everything. You could barely see the sun. Today was good. This morning was a little foggy, a little smoky driving into work, but about 10:30, everything really started to blow out, and the skies have cleared up pretty good.
All right. Well, we are certainly glad to hear that. And right now we've got a humid day. It's not necessarily hot, but it is humid and not all that fun to be out in right now. Certainly a good day to have the AC on or at least a good fan going, and you've got both of those things.
Yeah, and obviously this week with as hot and humid as it's going to be, people have been in looking for different options as far as keeping themselves and their pets and their families cool. So not everybody has like central air or heat pumps built into their house. So the old window air conditioners and the portable air conditioners have been doing pretty good. People are coming in asking questions, pros and cons of both. The portable air conditioners are really taking off because you can roll them from room to room and they're a lot easier to install. You don't have to wrestle them into your window. And then, you know, the classic box fans are really good too, and a lot of people are actually buying them in conjunction, because what they'll do is they'll actually put a fan in the middle of the room or in front of their air conditioner itself and help give it a boost and really push that cold air in other places in the house.
That's good. We had a portable air conditioner for a couple of years, and that thing was awesome. And you're right, it's easier. And a lot of places, like if you don't own your home, if you have an apartment or something, a lot of places won't let you have the one that hangs in the window for risk of it falling out of the window. So those portable ACs are allowed in places like that. So I 10 out of 10 recommend that.
Yeah, they're really good. And like I said, they're easy to use, they're easier to store, and they're easier on your back. So, but another thing that I tell people is, you know, we got to think of cooling just like heating, where you want to keep the cold air in. So, you know, check your windows if there's any drafts or loose weather stripping or anything like that. You're going to want to take care of that. Another little tip people can do is if you live in like a two-story house, and if you have something like, even if it's a colonial or a raised ranch, you can actually put a fan in the bottom in the basement and, you know, blow the cold air up your stairs to cool off your second floor living if you don't want to have ACs on every unit.
That's certainly good as well. And you mentioned check to make sure your windows and all that. I remember when we got our portable AC, it came with a like a little padded thing that would go in between the unit and the windowsill. I lost that. Had a devil of a time trying to find that like insulated piece. Do you sell just that, if by any chance?
Not just that, but we do have products that you could use for that. There's some really wide foam products and replacement pieces that you could definitely make work for that. And ironically, this week, just with the weather, we always get a lot of calls when it's hot and humid. A lot of people think that their toilets are leaking, and they call up looking for plumbers and replacement parts and new supply lines. And 9 times out of 10, what it is it's just condensation. It's the cold water in your toilet bowl and your toilet tank and in your fill line that's actually condensating because it's so humid in the air. So, you know, I tell people give it a couple days. If it's not like a gusher of a leak, if you think you really have a leak, you know, give it a couple days, put a towel down there and see if you can isolate the drip. But 9 times out of 10, it's just the humid weather. So if you wait a couple days, you may save yourself having to buy a brand new toilet.
Kyle, much appreciated as always. We'll talk in let me see. Next week is July 3rd. We're working, but some places are closed for the holiday. Will I be speaking to you next week?
We are open on the 3rd. We're closed the 4th.
Okay, so there you go. We will talk to you in 7 days.
Excellent. We'll see everybody then.
All right, there goes Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. Back to the newsroom next. It's 4:53.